Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Sri Lanka exchange protocol amending agreement for avoidance of double taxation and prevention of fiscal evasion with respect to taxes in income. Sri Lankan President Anuragkumara Dissanayake assures Prime Minister Narendra Modi not to let the country's territory be used for anti-India activities. Rajya Sabha discusses glorious journey of 75 years of Indian constitution. Lok Sabha takes up discussion on first batch of supplementary demands for grants for current fiscal. Vijay Devas celebrated across the country today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in 1971 war. And a low-pressure area develops over central South Bay of Bengal due to upper air cyclonic circulation. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in Tamil Nadu and coastal Andhra Pradesh during next 2 to 3 days. India and Sri Lanka today exchanged protocol amending agreement between the two countries for avoidance of double taxation and prevention of fiscal evasion with respect to taxes in income. Both sides also exchanged MOU on training and capacity building of civil servants of Sri Lanka. The agreements were exchanged after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Sri Lankan President Anuragkumara Dissanayake in New Delhi. Both leaders held discussions on issues of mutual interest. A grant assistance of $14.9 million for the signalling project in Maho-Anuradhapura section was announced on the occasion. Financial assistance scheme to 100 new students each annually from the University of Jaffna and Eastern University until the end of academic courses of the beneficiaries was also announced. Both leaders agreed to further intensify political engagements at leadership and ministerial levels. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi expressed happiness that Mr. Dissanayake has chosen India for his first foreign visit as president. He said both sides also discussed issues related to the livelihood of fishermen.
हमने मछुआरों की आजीविका से जुड़े मुद्दों पर भी चर्चा की हम सहमत हैं कि हमें इस मामले में एक मानवीय अप्रोच के साथ आगे बढ़ना चाहिए हमने श्रीलंका में रिकंस्ट्रक्शन और रिकंसिलिएशन पर भी बात की राष्ट्रपति दिशानायक ने अपने समावेशी दृष्टिकोण के बारे में मुझे बताया हम आशा करते हैं कि श्रीलंका सरकार तमिलों की आकांक्षाओं को पूरा करेगी और श्रीलंका के संविधान के पूर्ण इम्प्लीमेंटेशन और प्रोविंशियल काउंसिल इलेक्शन कराने की अपनी प्रतिबद्धता को पूरा करेगी
In his statement, Mr. Dissanayake said he has given an assurance to the Prime Minister of India that they will not allow Sri Lanka to be used in a manner that is detrimental to the interest of India.
I have also given an assurance to the Prime Minister of India that we will not allow our land to be used in any way in a manner that is detrimental to the interest of India. The cooperation of India will certainly flourish, and I want to reassure our continued support for India.
Later, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today called on President of Sri Lanka in New Delhi. Briefing media about the Sri Lankan President's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the fact that Mr. Dissanayake has chosen India to be his first foreign destination after assuming office shows the importance that Sri Lanka attaches to the bilateral relationship with India.
Sri Lanka is India's closest maritime neighbor and has been an integral part of India's neighborhood first policy and India's vision Sagar. The two countries are civilizational partners with a unique friendship, and India has time and again demonstrated that it is a dependable partner and a reliable friend for Sri Lanka.
The Foreign Secretary mentioned that President Dissanayake thanked PM Narendra Modi for India's support, especially for $4 billion aid in 2022-23. Mr. Misri also noted that the two countries are pursuing various connectivity projects, including a multi-product petroleum pipeline between the two nations. The Rajya Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India, with Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman leading the charge from the Treasury bench to target the opposition on issues of freedom of expression and protecting the Constitution. initiating the discussion, Ms. Sitharaman targeted the Congress for imposing emergency in the country, saying the term of the Lok Sabha was extended during the emergency without proper justification, and during the extended term, the entire opposition was put in jail. The minister said it is time to reaffirm commitment to build an India that will uphold the spirit enshrined in this sacred document. She said India's experience has shown that the country's constitution remains robust and has stood the test of time.
India today stands out in a very separate league of its own. That post Second World War, over 50 countries had become independent and they had their constitution written, but many have changed their constitutions, not just amended them, but our constitution has stood the test of time.
The minister asserted that BJP has always been committed for the welfare of women and women's reservation. Ms. Sitharaman asserted that the BJP government is committed to protect the constitution. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the House, Mallikarjun Kharge, accused the government of undermining the constitution. He said it is the Congress which has given universal adult franchise rights to the people to vote.
स्वाधीनता संग्राम के दौरान ही संविधान निर्माण की सोच उपजी थी कांग्रेस के इतिहास से यह गहराई से जुड़ा है और 1931 में सरदार पटेल की अध्यक्षता में कराची कांग्रेस अधिवेशन में जवाहरलाल नेहरू ने मूल अधिकारों और आर्थिक नीति पर प्रस्ताव रखा था जो पारित हुआ ऐसा ये कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन नहीं बना ये आजादी के लड़ाई से बना
On the issue of employment, Mr. Kharge alleged that the centre has failed to fulfil its promises of providing 2 crore jobs every year. He listed out the various schemes brought by the Congress government for the welfare of the poor. Saket Gokhale of AITC accused the government of undermining the constitution. Tiruchi Shiva of DMK termed the Indian constitution as a unique and enduring document which has withstood many crises and the test of time. V. Vijay Sai Reddy of YSRCP said the constitution has become a beacon of hope for an ordinary citizen. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said India is the mother of democracy and it will be remembered as the example of the 20th and 21st century as the largest, most vibrant, youngest and most diverse democracy. Sulata Deo of BJD accused the government of undermining the constitution and raised the issue of the present situation in Manipur. Mukul Vasnik of the Congress said, It is a matter of pride that India of today is united due to the constitution despite diversity. Praful Patel of NCP said, It is the Narendra Modi government which has honoured the ideology of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar and not the Congress. He also accused the previous Congress government of misusing Article 356 to destabilise the state governments. Shiv Sena MP Milind Deora highlighted several steps by the Modi government which helped strengthen the constitution in the recent past. N.R. Elango of DMK, Dola Sen of AITC, Subhash Chandra Bose Pillai, Niranjan Reddy of YSRCP and Abhishek Manu Singhvi, among others, also participated in the discussion. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Here with us on the news at 9. The Lok Sabha today took up the discussion on the supplementary demands for grants first batch for 2024-25. The government has sought approval of Parliament to authorise gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Out of this, the proposals involve net cash outgo aggregate to 44,142 crore rupees for payments of debts, liabilities and interest rates. Initiating the discussion, K.C. Venugopal of Congress alleged the wages in key sectors like IT, logistics, retail, FMCG and banking have not risen significantly over the last few years. Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal of BJP said the government is demanding 25,000 crore rupees for the farmers under this supplementary demands for grants. He said around 4,50,000 crore rupees is being given as subsidy to the poor and farmers of the country in 2024-25. Shaugato Rai of TMCLS, there is an economic crisis and the growth projection for the last quarter has slipped to 5.4%. DM Kadir of DMK said there is no improvement in the employment rate. TDP MP Magunta Srinivasulu Reddy said the Narendra Modi government has brought several schemes for the welfare of the poor people. Supriya Sule of NCPSP said foreign borrowings has substantially gone up in this country. Other members, including Jagdambika Pal of BJP, Dr. Amar Singh of Congress and Dharmendra Yadav of SP, also participated in the discussion. However, the discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. TMC MP and Party National General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee today said that people who raise questions about EVMs should go and demonstrate to the Election Commission. Mr. Banerjee was speaking to the media outside Parliament.
जो लोग ईवीएम पे सवाल उठा रहे हैं, अगर उनके पास कुछ है तो इलेक्शन कमीशन को जाके वो डेमो दिखानी चाहिए. और मैं इतना दिन से चुनाव जमीन पे करवाता हूँ, मुझे लगता है आप अगर ईवीएम रैंडमाइजेशन के टाइम ठीक से काम करेंगे, मॉक पोल के टाइम पे भी आप अगर चेक करेंगे, उसके बाद काउंटिंग के टाइम पे आपका 17 सीट जो फॉर्म होता है जिसे बैलेट यूनिट कंट्रोल यूनिट मिलाया जाता है, वो अगर ठीक से चेक करेंगे तो मुझे नहीं लगता है कि ये जो एलिगेशन है इसमें कोई सब्सटेंस है. अगर फिर भी किसी को लगता है तो डेलीगेशन जाके इलेक्शन कमीशन को मिलना चाहिए. और अगर वो भी नहीं कर सकते,
in Chhattisgarh, two important MOUs were signed in Raipur today in the presence of Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah. An MOU was signed between Chhattisgarh State Minor Forest Produce Cooperative Union Limited and National Cooperative Organics Limited, NCOL. Another agreement was signed between the Government of Chhattisgarh and the National Dairy Development Board for the development of the dairy sector. Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai was also present on the occasion. Addressing the event, Union Minister Shah said, from today the forest produce of the tribal community, which was earlier sold at throwaway prices, will now be sold at a fair price through certification and better marketing.
आज जनजाति समूह के वन उपज के कोऑपरेटिव राज्य स्तर पर काम कर रहा है, इसके साथ एनसीओएल का एक समझौता हुआ है. वन उपज में कोई फर्टिलाइजर नहीं डालता है, ये सारी वन उपज ऑर्गेनिक. इसका सर्टिफिकेशन कर अगर किसी को हनी लेना है तो भारत ब्रांड का मधु लेगा तो आपको मधु का रेट अच्छा मिलेगा. मुझे इससे भरोसा है कि ढेर सारे आदिवासी इसके माध्यम से अपने जीवन का कल्याण करेंगे और बहुत आगे तक उनको बढ़ने का मौका मिलेगा.
Vijay Diwas was celebrated across the country today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. Rich tributes were paid to the martyrs who laid down their lives during the war. The end of the war also resulted in subsequent secession of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh paid tribute to the valiant soldiers of the 1971 war on the occasion of Vijay Diwas. Onto weather, a low pressure area has developed over the central South Bay of Bengal under the influence of an upper air cyclonic circulation. It is expected to intensify and move west-northwest towards the Tamil Nadu coast over the next 2 days. According to the Indo-Meteorological Department, IMD, Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Rayalaseema are expected to experience heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. The Commission for Air Quality Management has reimposed the revised third phase of the Graded Response Action Plan in the Delhi NCR region following the sharp rise in air pollution. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Sri Lanka exchange protocol amending agreement for avoidance of double taxation and prevention of fiscal evasion with respect to taxes in income. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasinghe assures Prime Minister Narendra Modi not to let the country's territory be used for anti-India activities. Rajya Sabha discusses glorious journey of 75 years of Indian constitution. Lok Sabha takes up discussion on first batch of supplementary demands for grants for current fiscal. Vijay Diwas celebrated across the country today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in 1971 war. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.